Buying a haunted house isn't for everyone, but as WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, the couple who 3 years ago bought the supposedly haunted Farnham Mansion in Oneida has found a comfortable life sharing their home with what they call spirits.
The Farnham Mansion on Main Street in Oneida has all the makings of a haunted house. Creaky stairs, lots of small dark rooms, a cellar complete with a lab. The brick Victorian Italianate home was built more than 150 years ago and is currently owned by Jerry and Brian Gray. They've recreated a Victorian atmosphere with heavy dark furniture and dark rugs. They've painstakingly restored some of the woodwork and marble fireplaces, and there are some touches of Gothic styling as well. A tiny coffin, skull, and candelabra sit on a gleaming table. It all creates a mood that would welcome the paranormal.
The parlor, of course.
When the Grays moved into the house over 3 years ago, the previous owners didn't try to mask what they called the haunted nature of the house. It soon became apparent to them in the formal dining room.
When we first moved into the house, we had some experiences with a phantom cat or a small dog in this room a number of times. We would feel it brushing against our ankles when we sat in here and ate.
The Grays turned it into a bed and breakfast called Collingswood, based on the old Dark Shadows TV show. While it was a bed and breakfast, guests had all sorts of stories of visiting spirits, many of them in the drawing room just off the center hall, which the Grays call the seance room because of the seances they hold there.
We've had people experience all sorts of things in this room, from the appearance of a ghost cat. We've had a marble.
Just
like
appear out of nowhere?
An ordinary
old-fashioned
child's marble just came out of thin air. Rolled from there into the dining room. Somebody went and picked it up and said it felt hot.
Yeah. Let's go up to the attic.
All right, watch your step.
While getting a tour of the house, there are always stories of sightings.
This is where they saw the ghost cat come running down.
One of their stories of the ghosts that haunt the mansion came after thoroughly cleaning the attic.
About maybe 6 months or a year later, we had been up here. And all of a sudden, this was found in an area where we had vacuumed and there was nothing before. This old slate board. We did find a name on it, Edna Selcraig.
It didn't have a message on it or anything like that.
No, it just had her name written on it.
Okay.
It was almost like it was a gift to us. That's how we kind of interpreted it. Sort of a thank you for restoring the house and loving it.
Is there anybody in here with us?
There has been some paranormal proof, so to speak. The paranormal research group New York Shadow Chasers has documented activity they say is caused by spirits, using equipment that measures electromagnetic energy. In this YouTube video, you can see them asking spirits to turn on flashlights.
Can you turn on another flashlight?
There are also photographs of apparition-like figures the Grays say are ghosts of those who died in the house. Unexplained shadows in the front of a chair, orbs at the bottom of a staircase. The Grays have closed the bed and breakfast portion of the home for now, opening it up to seances, book signings, and ghost chasers, and they find living with what they call spirits does make things interesting. So will tonight be especially active at the Farnham Mansion?
Halloween is usually a little bit more active, but we found the really active times are the anniversary dates of the deaths.
Or when we have a lot of people in the mansion. It seems like
they love a crowd.
They do. They love the attention.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.